Teenage Kicks from the fantastic Undertones. Hello and welcome. My name is Peter Cinnamon and I am here representing Hive Radio Manchester. And we're here on Demon FM. It's weird. It's strange. But it's not only me. Do not worry. I am joined by two of the loveliest members we could muster on a bus from the Northwest. Hello, Miss Cheryl Hill and Emily Schofield.
Hello, Lester. It's lovely to be here.
Yes, indeed. It's very nice.
So, well, of course, each voice. To my right, I have
Emily Schofield
and Cheryl Hill.
Yes, and we are the collective from Hive. We are a brand new station and we are very glad to have you here. If you want to get tweeting to us, you know where to go on Demon FM on Twitter. And we're using the hashtag Hive Takeover. We're with you until three and we've got a load of good tunes, including Stripes and Peace. But now, this is a favourite of our very own Emily Schofield. Signed 2013, apparently. This is Game With Forever. Have we decided yet, Emily, if it's Haim or Haim?
I can't make my mind up. See, I've been calling him Haim for a long time, but someone's pulled me up and said, mate, I think it's Haim.
It's spelt Haim.
And now I'm embarrassing myself on the radio. Is it Haim or is it Haim?
It's spelt Haim.
Haim?
H-Aim, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's gone out of the I. It makes it a bit more Haim. I'm going to stick with Haim because it sounds, I don't know. I'm sticking with him. But anyway, they are a brilliant girly trio from LA and they started off as a cover band with their Ma and Pa as a rocking Haim and now they're rocking it themselves, just the three of them. And I think they're a top, top band. Go and check them out if you haven't heard of them.
Fantastic. This is the Hive Radio Takeover of Demon FM. We're very happy to have you. We kicked off the show with the Undertones and Teenage Kicks. But we are asking you this because I saw it this weekend and I urge you all to watch it. Good Vibrations, the story of Terry Hooley and all him and Good Vibrations and getting them signed and all the rest of it. For me, that is the greatest movie I've ever seen about music or rock or anything, that kind of stuff. So we're asking you guys out there, what is the movie which you love the most? When it comes to music, be it a documentary or anything. I remember I love Metallica's Some Kind of Monster documentary for ages, but I think that's just kind of kid I was. So I'll move to you, Emily. What's your what for movies for you? What have you enjoyed?
Well,
our music.
I am a major Beatles fan, so I love Nowhere Boy, but as well, being a Manchester station, we've got to mention 24 Hour Party People. I'm liking that we've got a bit of Happy Mondays in the background.
Well, that's a big one for me as well. That was the standard, but then it was broken with all the rest of it with Good Vibrations.
See, I haven't seen this film. I need to go and check it out, I think.
Good Vibrations. Oh, I urge you all. It's incredible. In fact, you just got to go out and look out, people. Philly Taggart from Radio 1 is one of the members of Rudy, just floating about on stage. Well, I highly recommend you go check that out. We're here with loads of tunes. We're here, myself, Peter, Emily, and Cheryl with you. And I think with going from somebody who loves music from back home, I hopefully bring a band which you will soon love as well. This is a band from Ireland, which our lovely Emily Schofield loves a lot.
Oh, I just cannot get enough of them. I caught them at the Enemy Awards after Doodah that they did at Manchester Academy. Uh-huh. And I was just amazed by how young they are and what brilliant talent they are. I mean, regardless of their age, they are an amazing band. They're just, I'm bewildered by how much they've achieved at 16, 17. I mean, they can't even have a drink and celebrate how brilliant they are.
Get your tweets in. This is The Stripes with Blue Collar Jean. Vampire Weekend on the way, but that was a band called Wonder Villains. They are from Derry City in Northern Ireland, and a bit more girl power, I think, is...
Like a spot of girl power, definitely.
That's a new tune called Blonde. It's coming from their upcoming album called Rocky, and recently quoted to say that they kind of want to call their album Rocky, just so that when they have a second one, they can just continue on in the order. Vampire Weekend coming up. This is Hive Radio on the Takeover on Demon FM, and we're very glad to have us. Thank you, Rich. Get the tweets in.
The Student
Radio.
Radio.
Takeover. Takeover.
The Student
Radio.
Takeover.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Demon FM.
Bye. That was Vampire Weekend with the smashing track Diane Young. And that was my biggest buzz track of the week on my show on Hive Radio Manchester, the Indie Buzz. Each week I pick a tune I just cannot get enough of, and I cannot get enough of that. And have you realised, as I realised after about two listens, I kind of finally clicked and went, Diane Young. It sounds like Dying Young.
Back us up. What?
Diane Young, think about it. How he sings it as well. Dying Young.
They are sly.
It's clever, isn't it?
Should be on the festivals come very soon. I guess we'll tell you a little bit of history about us. Sit down around the fire, around this audio cataclysm. We are Brownie Station. We're here. As you can guess, we are alternative music all for you. And we're very glad to be bringing that to Demon FM. And now, I guess, we're going to focus on a brand new artist, which Emily's just come into your life, which I'm very proud of.
Well, it was you that introduced her to
me. That's why I'm so proud.
Each week after International Women's Day, I feel like on a show like the Indie Buzz, which I fill with boy band after boy band, because it seems to be what the music industry is filled with at the moment, I realised, what about female artists? They're not getting enough recognition on my own show. So I thought I'd get stuck in there with a new feature called Queen Bee of the Indie Buzz. And this lovely lady, just 16 years old, is definitely one to watch. This is Soak, also known as Bridie Mons Watson, with Sea Creatures.
The Student
Radio
Takeover.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Isn't that just incredible? 16 years old, that girl is. For once again, a Derry native in Northern Ireland, otherwise known as Soak.
Absolutely brilliant, brilliant. Soulful, folky and deep thinking, definitely, that track. Believe it or not, I've got a few sneaky little facts that I've found on the wonderful World Wide Web. I wish I'd been lucky enough to interview her myself. But Soak's costume of choice would be Max from Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes, definitely.
Her biggest fear is daddy long legs. I'm not into daddy long legs.
Right, okay.
Creepy little things. So I'm with you on that, Soak. And people that she most admires are Bombay Bicycle Club and Lucy Rose for their album Flaws, which is a smasher, definitely.
I'm sure to come your way very soon. There's a lot of people scrambling over that talented young lady, so definitely keep your ear to the ground with that one. Well, Emily gets to take over and play a tune, and now I do. This is a band from Scotland. They're called Forest Fires, and get this, they wrote this song 3 days into being a band. Boy, am I jealous.
We'll bring it back, the heat wave, the summer sun.
Yeah. You are listening to Hive Radio Manchester on the Student Radio Conference Takeover on Demon FM. Do stick with us. Loads more top tunes coming your way. That was the very psychedelic and Beatles-esque Tame Impala with Elephant.
There was definitely one point where I was convinced that was Tame Impala. Definitely convinced. Sorry. That's it. And it's an ode to our lovely presenter of Quadrophonic back in Manchester.
It is indeed. She likes a psychedelic kind of vibe that's got going on with them.
Fantastic. We're here on Demon FM. We're really happy you're with us. Make sure you get in your requests for us. We're always happy to play a bit of indie and all the rest for you guys out there. But up now, I think one of the biggest indie albums of the year.
Indeed, definitely.
Are you a fan of Holy Fire?
I am indeed. I'm loving it. Loving it.
Here is Fools. A minute. It's in your head now. And will not leave. That's my number from Fools. Headlining tents everywhere this summer. But right now, this is Hive Radio Manchester taking over on Demon FM. It's myself, Peter Cinnamon, and the lovely Emily Schofield.
Hello, Lester. It is lovely to be on the airwaves in the afternoon. I'm normally on a morning show. I'm feeling a little hungover from the Leicester partying last night. Man, you guys know how to have a good time. But here is some more top tunes. We're going to show you how to have a good time for the next 20 minutes, definitely. As we said, that was Falls with my number, one of the many tracks which are on our Spotify playlist, as we are competing against 50 other universities across the UK as to who can create the best playlist to win a cheeky prize. Are we allowed to mention the prize?
Well, that's the thing. We feel like we are... This is the UN of student radio. We're here. We're all friends now. We're chatting and mingling. But soon, everything's going to change. Friends become enemies and all the rest, and we're fighting for one prize. We're fighting, well, essentially, this is our kind of music, and we would love, if you're from Leicester, to possibly, you know, have an affair with Hive Radio and listen to our playlist and Spotify and all the rest. But here, this is a thing to win is for Damon. We support both. But thank you very much for listening. We're here. The prize is going to be an incredible band that you absolutely love.
I adore this band, and I mention them so much on my show on Hive Radio Manchester. People, if you're listening from Manchester, are probably going, oh God, she's at it again. Guess who she's talking about? Yes, it is the Maccabees. They're just... Stick Pelican on. If you haven't heard of them, guys, check them out because they are smashing. I'll tell you more about them after this.
The Student
Radio
Takeover.
The Student Radio Takeover.
On Demon FM.
Attempting the near impossible, following up Tourist History. That is True to Cinema Club with Next Year, taken from the also brilliant Beacon. You are with us for about 10 minutes. We are here till 3. It's myself, Peter Cinnamon, and Emily Schofield here on Demon FM. We are, I guess, exchange students from Manchester.
Indeed, and it is lovely to be here. Thanks ever so much for having us, Demon. Put my teeth back in, Demon FM, even.
Indeed. In fact, funny story, and this is not a lie, I actually met the drummer from Tudor Cinema Club, Eddie McDonald's.
McDonald's? Yeah. Of all places?
Yeah, exactly. And I pretty much told him he wasn't in the band, but he was. So that's me, Lart. It was an emotional night. It was a night when Houston died.
The Student
Radio.
Radio.
Takeover. Takeover.
The Student
Radio.
Takeover.
But this next fella is somebody you've actually met, and I was there.
It is indeed, but I was a bit starstruck, and I had girly weak knees because I have a bit of a soft spot for this guy. I caught him on his tour in Manchester last year, and I was in awe of how amazing he is live. If you've not checked this guy out, you need to check him out. Next up, this is Miles Kane with Give Up, and I shall tell you about meeting him after this. Miles Kane with his latest new single, Give Up, on Demon FM. It is a pleasure to be here. We are Hive Radio Manchester, and I was lucky enough to meet
Radio
that...
Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
I was lucky enough to meet that lovely fella at the Stripes gig at Manchester Academy 2, but I was very nervous and girly, and I was forced into meeting him.
Let me paint a picture. We're sitting there watching the Stripes, having a boogie, loving life. Yeah. And all of a sudden this fella walks in with like a parka and long hair. I'm not trying to say anything, but it could have been anybody, to be honest. Especially at the Stripes gig, it could have been anybody. And then we just sort of looked at each other, and Emily was like,
is that Miles Kane?
I think that's
it. I'm sure it is. Look at him. Is it him? Yeah, Emily, I think it is. I think you need to calm down.
So Emily goes up, and he sort of ventured up near the front where we were. So she just moved forward, tapped him on the shoulder.
Oh no, it was Kate that tapped him on the shoulder. She pushed me forward and tapped him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And ran away and just pushed me and was like, speak to him.
And turn around, and then like your eyes just lit up. I was like, hi, are you Miles Kane? Can I maybe have a photo, please? And he did. He was lovely.
The first thing I did is I panicked and I went, these guys are really good, aren't they? For their age. He was like, yeah, the sound. He's really nice. Ever so lovely to me.
I was going to leave out the bit where as soon as the photo happened, he walked all the way to the back again.
Yeah, I think I might have ruined his disguise that he had going on.
It was like I ventured into the crowd and now I automatically regret it. Yes, a wee bit about Hive as we are in Demon, as this is our lovely little takeover. Only a few minutes of us left. We were MMU Radio before, but when we were MMU Radio, we got to have a band or two in, and if there's one thing where we are proud of is that we got these guys. Enemy absolutely loves them, and too right. This is like the definition of what I want surf rock to be. It's simply the fantastic Howler. America Give Up is the record. You can find that off. And if I do say so myself, it sounds very good in vinyl.
The Student Radio Takeover
on Demon FM.
Go! So, here we are. We're almost to an end. Can we just express a massive thank you to Demon FM for having us? It's been an incredible few months ever since we started out in September, and we really appreciate to be here amongst all these incredible stations.
I know, very overwhelming and exciting to be in a studio this large and...
Indeed. It's been scary, but there's been no fires yet. And we're really good. The lovely Chris Blackmore is on next to channel and take us off with our silly indie tunes. But thank you very much, Emily, for having being here with me.
Indeed, thanks to you too, and thanks, of course, to Demon FM for having us.
Indeed, indeed. You've got so many great stuff coming up. I'm looking forward to it all. Spark, I believe, is on their way very soon. They're from Sunderland. So look, we're from all over the country. They even let a Northern Irishman on radio. I know, what are they like? This has been us, and we're going to play a song from a band who, one, you either have to take a mortgage out to see, or two, fight with one of your family members if they happen to have a Glastonbury ticket. It's all is fair in watching old men play music.
I can't believe they're still going. They're going to have the Zimmers out soon, aren't they?
It's what to do. Retro is cool, and there's nothing more retro than people who were there in the day. And no, this is not the band who does the CSI music, so put the sunglasses away. Thank you very much for having us. We've been High Radio Manchester. Emily.
Thanks ever so much, guys.
My name's Peter Cinnamon. Here is the Rolling Stones with the absolutely class Gimme Shelter. See you soon.